Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Radio, and I'm waiting for the guests to call in, but until then, I'll just tell you, life is an ambling ambiguity because there's no certainty, there's no anything. You know, it's like planning something, and it goes awry. Well, that's just part of life. But however, you can't open your eyes to see where the new wisdom and whatever else is coming into you and do this. And, you know, I got to just say this. You know, 2-3 years ago, I got all wrought up and all kind of frustrated. But, you know, life gets in the way of life. And you just got to roll with the punches and go forward. And that's what we do in this world and what I do in my life in all phases of my life. I really am open to living my dream. But my dream is more of a sire desire to see the world expand through wisdom and learn to open up to walking in wisdom. And walk in wisdom, you're unattached to everything. And I've opened my eyes to understand this. And the only one that can do anything to me, to harm me or anything, is me. So as I move forward in life, I see life is opening up to me. But, you know, as I choose to do this, and you know, today, well, actually it started last Sunday. I used to put everything in life before me. Now, starting now, I started put myself, and I put my hypnotherapy and NLP and everything behind me, but I really opened up to really changing my life and expanding into different things. But I really become more attuned to what I desire and how I desire to get there. So as I move forward in life, life becomes an open book for me. And, you know, as I allow myself, it's never you know, as I understand, I expand through this by allowing myself the time to step forward and do everything I choose to do. And as I do this, life becomes more free and understanding in life. As I open up to understand life happens and life goes forward no matter what I'm doing or how I'm doing it, it's just me being open to receiving the wisdom and addressing the wisdom with wisdom. Because when you walk internally, see discerning omnipotent magnificence, when you look in the mirror, you're going to open your eyes to a new way of looking at life. But it really comes down to engaging in everything you want, everything you desire. I'm still working on that verbiage and expanding out of it, but you know, as I see life expand and happen, it becomes more grand in every way. But as life becomes freer, life opens up and to see that life is a fun game and to see what happens when life becomes engaged. But to stay engaged in life, you got to stay free. And you got to ask life what it's requiring from you, and you. Does that make any sense? Kind of sounds kind of off the wall, doesn't it? But it's really about engaging in the inner sage. Because your life is asking you what it's required from you, from the person living it. And as I open up to this, I'm really seeing that life does happen when I stop playing the game and live a different version of life. As life moves forward, life becomes an entertaining game for everybody to play. And that is something I'm really engaged in and starting to expand through. Looks like the guest had some ambling ambiguity enter into her life. But, you know, we just wish her everything's well, and we move forward and go through the show. See, life is not going to be a bed of roses. For some people, it seems like it is. But you know what? For most, like me, it's just a gallivanting challenge to expand through life. And that's what I choose to do more than anything in life. And I really desired to see that life can happen when life is engaged in different things. And, you know, something that really happens in life is just life. And whatever we do just kind of goes forward. But I'm going to hypnotherapy school in Sedona tomorrow. And I'm really excited about that. Then I go to Florida for NLP school. I want to be able to have all the tools to open people up so they live their life and they can see their life in a better, bolder way and to see how it happens and see what happens when it is. Because my books and CDs and DVDs are all wrote just to allow people to see a better way to experience life. And as I'm moving forward and I see life in a bolder way, life becomes more energetic and more attuned to who I am. So what happens when life becomes overbearing and too hard to get? That's because I'm looking at life as a task rather than what it requires to expand through life. And life never happens unless you allow it to happen. Because we get caught up in everything and we get kind of convoluted in our own way of looking at life and seeing what's happening in life. But where in your life do you get upset when things don't go your way and things happen in a, you know, just kind of in an unsavory way? That happens all the time. Life is going to wheel and deal you some challenges to expand you. But they need challenges to expand you. Their challenge is to show you your courage, harmonizing astute luminary liveliness, expanding newborn genius every day. It's getting into the fluid motion of the ocean of omnipotence within you. That is, and it's an unconquerable thing. And as you become unconquerable, you become open to everything. And you become open to living your dream and your way of life. And as I do this, life happens in a bolder, brander way. And I'm seeing life deals just what I asked for. But it's really the emotional landscape is where the universe and them all play and to see what's happening. As I engage in this every day, I use Ho'oponopono. I clean every day to have fun in a bold new way. But life happens when life happens. You know, freedom isn't about losing anything. It's about gaining everything through yourself. It's about standing. The world is giving you exactly what you're asking for. It gives you exactly what you think you have coming, too. But, you know, life for me has become more fun and open because I become more open and having fun. So what is it that you would like in your life? And to enjoy. As I remember, life happens when I'm not looking. I just am starting to be more free and seeing what's happening in everyday life because I don't have to get all wrapped up over everything. And I don't have to go nowhere to do anything bad. So all I have to do is be engaged in who I am. My guest has her anniversary today and her husband surprised her. I will reschedule the guest. And anyway, now that's worth it to me. So anyway, now we're going to engage in life and just play, have fun. And now when everything is good, so does anything else matter in life? You got to roll with life because life is going to deal you some sour apples. This ain't a sour apple. This is a great thing. Her husband surprised her. You can't ask for any more than that, and that makes it all good. So now we're going to talk about my book, Flow in the Glow, Galvanizes Lively Omnipotent Wisdom. I love the word omnipotent because I'm unconquerable and vulnerable at the same time. So how are you afraid to be conquerable and vulnerable and all the good in the world at the same time? So what stops you from living your dreams and being free now? For me, what really stops me is me. Nothing more than me. And I'm really engaged in that. And then when you read, I approve of me sets me free, how does this feel? I forgive me, and then I ask what is required for me to expand the other person. Opens my eyes to my enterprising wise. So now I can do everything I desire and have fun doing it and be free in every way and ask myself what goes on when life is happening and seems like it's so discouraging, but it really is a blossoming blessing every day to really live inside that fire desire. And that's where I'm at right now. I made the choice. I still got a long way to go, and I still got a lot of things to do. But I choose to open up to a brand new world of living my dreams. Anybody can be stuck, stay stuck, and look at stuck. But I'm really choosing now to engage in a brand new way of life and opening my eyes to my inner self. So what are you afraid to give to yourself? That is where this is all happening. Where are you afraid to give to yourself? That tells me where I'm going and how I'm doing in life. And life just happens when I'm just looking the other way. You know, you don't get to look around. You get to look forward into your dreams. And that is where life is really breathed, lived, and examined in a bright, bold way. See, I now understand nobody can do anything for me. It's up to me to do it all myself. And I'm extremely okay with that because when you take your life out of other people's hands and put it in your grander, who's going to win their game of life and walk the game of fame? The person that chooses to do that. And when you dig deep, what is really going on deeper inside you? And how will you free life to live a bold new way? But it comes down to you being free to live your dream, letting go of what other people think of you. Because it really, really doesn't matter what anybody thinks. It's all how you feel about yourself. Because if they got to think about you, they're not too happy with what's going on in their life. And as you embed this, you open up to everything in life. So what is it that's holding you back and stopping you from breathing, doing everything you desire, having fun? How do you have to have material things to have fun? See, it used to be people made up games just to have fun when we got into the rat race of greed. And am I guilty? Oh, yes, I am guilty. But I'm also guiltless at the same time because I see it and I galvanize utopia in innovating lively tenacity, living every day as a superstar student. And that is the key to life, being a superstar student. So how does it feel to be a superstar student, to live your dreams because you chose to expand into them without anything else? What is the biggest thing that you're afraid of in your life? And well, how are you afraid to do that and do everything you desire? Because once you open up to desire, the fire is blazing just for you to be brilliantly bold, expanding through life. How does it feel to expand through life in a canonized kaputzpah that allows you to live and experience everything just the way you choose it to be? As I now see life, I see life free. So what in your life shows up and holds you back and disallows you from doing anything? Because life is fun in the sun. Seeing utopia naturalize my daily life. But, you know, as I look back, there's something embedded in everybody that we really don't think, it isn't only worthy and deserving, we don't think we should engage in our dreams and our desired life and everything else that belongs there. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's all up to you to enjoy your life, because enjoying life is easy when you let go of being stuck in the muck of yesterday. To see, we still live prehistoric times in our DNA and our cells and our body and stuff like that. So whatever happens, happens. And we engage in sages and sapience and all this stuff, but we really allow ourselves to play in a bolder way because we stop playing other people's games. That is the biggest thing. So how did you stop playing other people's games when you allow yourself to do things? And how do you try to fit in other people's lives just to soothe your ego, make your egotistical self feel good? How does that all fan through you and happen for you? Well, life isn't what it's, you know, we can let go of something. But we have to open up to the grandness of a lot of things. Because life deals sour apples at a high rate of speed. It just loves dealing them sour apples. But it isn't the sour apples. It's how do we make sweet cider out of the sourness of life? How do we make sweet everything you desire out of your life? I now grasp life entertains us the way we choose to engage it. You know, I now grasp that if I want anything out of my life, it's totally up to me. And, you know, it's not about what I'm afraid to do. It's about what am I willing to let, how am I willing to let go of being afraid to live my sired desires and all my dreams. As I now see, life is open to me when I engage in it and stop playing around and pussyfooting. Because I now see life as an open book. It's not the book learning. It's the listening learning is where my life expands. How about yours? What does your life do in it? And how does it really do when it does this? And you got to distinguish what is right for you and how it works and how it expands you. But what are you willing, what are you afraid to give your life? What are you afraid to allow yourself to experience? And how does that play out in your everyday life? My books, I Forgive Me, I'm Free, I Approve of Me, Sets Me Free, Fear Is My Friend. All these books expand you. And they're wrote just for you to really open your eyes and see how life is lived and how you experience life. It isn't about life dealing you sour apples. It's about life giving you the opportunity to win your game of life. And understand life will be free when you let go of letting other people play in your game of life. So I'm okay with letting other people play, but I now know it's up to me to see me free and live my dreams in a bold new way. So how are you afraid of your dreams? Because it's the image of the dreams that we're afraid of, and that's what we stay away from. And I am Robert Ellen Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom, Visionary Vitality, and Mike. My author's page is amazon.com/authors/Robert A. Wilson. You buy my books and experience reading, they're just a guide, but they will open you up to expand, to understand you really can live your dream when you choose to let go of thinking you have to prove it to somebody else just to approve of yourself, to having the guts to do it and enjoy life. And now, and my website's cowboy-wisdom.com. And, you know, it isn't about the wisdom. It's about what the wisdom you're willing to engage in to expand your life. And anyway, my website's cowboy-wisdom.com. Email's rob@cowboy-wisdom.com. And now I'm going to say goodnight, and we'll see you next week with Yvonne, Dr. Yvonne, and Jessica Brace. And good night.